The first of several planned DVD box sets compiling various episodes from The Dick Cavett Show has been released. The first volume is built around rock stars of the era being 1969 to 75, and it includes full-length performances by Janis Joplin, the Jefferson Airplane, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, Joni Mitchell, and others. But TV critic David Bianculli says the real treasure in these vintage talk shows isn't just in the music, it's in the talk.
That's Grace Slick and Jefferson Airplane singing the hippie anthem We Can Be Together on the August 19, 1969 edition of The Dick Cavett Show. It's the first salvo on a three-disc DVD just released by Shout Factory. And other full-length songs performed on these shows include Get It While You Can by Janis Joplin, American Tune by Paul Simon, Chelsea Morning by Joni Mitchell, and Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again by Sly and the Family Stone. The music is wonderful, but it's the history that's even more potent here. In 1969, Dick Cavett was one of the first serious challengers to Johnny Carson's late-night throne on The Tonight Show. Like everyone else, Cavett didn't make a dent and didn't last long. He eventually took his act to morning TV and primetime and PBS, anywhere that would nurture, however briefly, his taste for lengthy, unplanned conversations with a true variety of celebrities and newsmakers. In the 60s, Cavett was younger than the other talk show hosts. And it was a time, pre-cable, pre-Saturday Night Live, when young people, in the midst of a cultural revolution, didn't have much access to TV. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the most political show on mainstream television, had just been yanked off the air by CBS, and rock acts like Jefferson Airplane, who had appeared there, had few places to go. Dick Cavett became one of those places. The August 19, 1969 Cavett show that opens the set is full of raw, fresh history. It was taped in early afternoon, a few hours after Jimi Hendrix brought the house down and the sun up as the closing act at a three-day music fair known as Woodstock. The Cavett people, planning ahead, had scheduled a Woodstock post-mortem show for that very day and booked Hendrix as a headliner. He was in no shape to show, but look who did. Jefferson Airplane showed up and kicked things off with We Can Be Together. It was a song that wouldn't be released for a few more months, so ABC's censors weren't paying attention to catch that Grace Slick sang not only the F word, but the longer, rarer MF word as part of the incendiary lyrics. They're all here as part of the show. So is Joni Mitchell, whose manager made her skip Woodstock so she wouldn't miss the Cavett show. She made up for it eventually by writing and singing the song Woodstock about the festival she'd missed. Also on this show, just popping by and performing impromptu, are Stephen Stills and David Crosby, fresh from Woodstock itself. Well, not so fresh. Stephen Stills proudly displays all the mud that was caked on his jeans. Just imagine today how much those jeans would fetch on eBay. The DVD package is indexed so you can hop effortlessly from song to song on each disc. But if you do that, you're missing the interviews and the other guests that share the airtime with these 60s rock icons. And that's much more than half the fun. Cavett, while young enough to be peers with many of these performers, doesn't always know how to relate to them. Sometimes his questions are so strange, even when they're intended sincerely, they're funny in their own way. My favorite is when he asks Janis Joplin about her interests other than music. This is a direct quote. "What else really gives you pleasure? Do you snorkel?" Three entire hours are devoted to Janis Joplin. The last was recorded in August 1970, just 3 months before her death. The first, in 1969, has her gamely taking a role in a skit with the improv troupe The Committee. And the middle one, the best one of all, pairs her with fellow talk show guests Chet Huntley, the soon-to-retire serious half of the Huntley-Brinkley Report anchor team on NBC, and Raquel Welch, the sex symbol whose infamous Myra Breckinridge movie had just staged its grand opening in Hollywood. What in the world would these three people have to talk about? For one thing, it turned out Janis Joplin had attended the opening of Myra Breckinridge. She even understood, better than Raquel did, the significance of a T-shirt Raquel was wearing during part of her publicity tour for that film.
"And yesterday when I walked down the street, I wore one of those pop T-shirts, you know, that everyone's selling with the comic strip things on, strip
Crumb.
Things.
Our Crumb.
And some of them say, keep on trucking.
Yeah, mine it's said, our Crumb. It's our Crumb.
Yeah.
He's great.
And mine said, pow, across the here.
Mm. Oh.
And I just went to have my picture taken at, I guess it's the Daily News, is it, in New York? And
I
man
would guess.
Kept saying, listen, could you... over the shoulder, maybe. And I said, what is it? What is it? I mean, everyone's wearing these T-shirts. I mean, everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a new thing.
Probably yours looked like
said,
everyone
well,
was wearing
mean?
It.
That, to me, is bizarre, priceless television. Raquel Welch and Janis Joplin talking about underground cartoonist R. Crumb. And even more amazing, from that same show, is how Chet Huntley, in 1970, replies to a question asked by Cavett about his personal politics.
You know, your leaving will unbalance the news world in one sense, because you're known to be conservative on some things that your colleagues are not. What are some of those?
Well, you mean these labels
yeah.
that get thrown
yeah.
around? They're unfortunate, because I look at myself and I don't know what I am in terms of conservative and liberal. Mm-hmm. I suppose economically I'm an arch-conservative. My attitudes toward the federal government, the federal structure, I'm disenchanted, like so many other Americans, with that. It's getting too big and cumbersome and unmanageable, filled with self-serving and self-perpetuating bureaucracy, and accomplishes too little for our money. In terms of humanity, in terms of human beings and the racial issue, I suppose I'm a screaming liberal. In terms of conservation of our natural resources. Now here we get into the ultimate confusion. Conservation, conservatism, coming from the same root word. What are you if you believe in the conservation of our natural resources? Are you liberal or conservative? I don't know. So we get into terrible confusion here with these words.
He may as well have been talking about red states and blue states. And he was doing it 35 years ago and given the time to make his point in full. That's what I love most about this DVD set, and why it's definitely worth watching and owning. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David. David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Ian Chillog, Patty Leswing, Sam Brigger, and Mike and Scott. I'm Terry Gross.